Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Dalet. We already referred to this halacha before. This is not lechatchila. This is b'di'evad. Lechatchila, a person shouldn't do this, but b'di'evad, this is what he did. So the halacha is a person eats pas in one place. He has to go back to that place to bench. But imochel pas b'mokem echad, a person ate pas in one place, and then because of ochel b'mokem achar, then he went and ate somewhere else, which he shouldn't have done, but he did it. He doesn't have to go back to the first place. And as a matter of fact, he shouldn't go back to the first place. This is where he finished the meal, so he should bench over here. So they would eat as they were traveling. That's Takamutter. And they would bench when they finished, wherever they were. They wouldn't say, well, I have to go back to where he started from. Okay? That wouldn't be very helpful. Zalak to Mr. Burra, Sivkat Mem, the Chazarachal. Now, the after dasa mechaber liyabas sif aleph and beis aser lechol b'makom hasheni al smach sudar rishona. They're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to start this. You're meeker than you're according to the mechaber. You're supposed to bench in place number one, and then start a new meal in place number two with a new hamotzi. And so the baruch mikadam birchas amazon alachila rishona b'motzi alaba. And even though you intended to do it according to the Mechaber, it doesn't help if you're leaving the first building. Okay. But he didn't listen, he didn't ask, and he didn't know, and he did that. And now, here he is in this new place. But once that's true, you don't go back to the first place, you say the bracha here. Okay. However, our minig, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah argues and says that a person ate pas in place A. When he goes back to the original place, he does not need to bench and wash again. That's number one. Number two, if he eats in a second place, he does not need to bench and to wash again. Since he had a kazayas of pasta already in the first place, that's a kvias, and even he moves to the second place, it's all one meal. It's not proper to do this. But according to the Mechaber, you may not start eating in the second place. According to the Ramah, you shouldn't have left, but once you left, you're allowed to eat. And we only died till the Zemahani, but the spouse of and furthermore, if you planned originally when you started the meal that you're going to start the meal in place A, finish it in place B, so according to the, even though it's separate different buildings, different places, according to the Ramah, it's mutter.
But presumably, that's only if you eat bread in the second place also?
As you're saying, according to the Ramah, you're allowed to eat bread in the second place, and then you can bench in the second place. If you didn't eat bread in the second place, you have to go back to the first place to bench, yes. So once you ate bread in the second place, you bench in the second place. This is where you finished the meal. Everybody agrees that the Hochad Rochim, even the Shulchan Aruch agrees that they are allowed to eat as they're traveling. They no longer see the original place where they started. Or either because of the distance or because they have something which now, as they travel, it's blocked, the view is blocked. So the answer is, they never intended to make the meal in place A. Their intention was to travel. They're not considered to be oikrim in Karmon. However, even the Mechaber agrees in that situation, they're allowed to leave the first place. And continue to eat. According to the Ramah, they're allowed to eat, allowed the Chachila to go. However, they said, you know what, we have still a few minutes before we leave, let's hop around and have our meal before we leave. And then they change their mind, they want to continue the meal traveling. So they weren't in a house. They weren't. They were just on the side of the road somewhere. So as long as they can still see the first place, they still consider the first. They're still in their makom. So, but once you get to the point you can no longer see the original spots, you know, when we're driving a car, this is, you know, would be quite immediately, you know, we're traveling by foot, you know, let's say then they started off on the side of a mountain and they traveled down the mountain, so you can look back and see the spot, you know, for quite a time.
Yeah, but if you're traveling by car, you would be out of sight within a matter of seconds. Right?
So now, Paris Circle of Rokshani, so now that it's Shini Makam, so what happens to the Maisa? So for us, Ashkenazim, so Paris, you need a new bracha. With Pass, Gam can have with us Hagor Le'el, or Kaponim Chachil, Einlem, Lekar, Mimakarim, and Blood Bracha, Kaboversham, but they should bench first under those circumstances, and then continue. But if they plan to say, let's stop, start eating, we'll continue as we travel. Even though you can't see it anymore, it's one building to another building, but here it's traveling, it doesn't have that chesaron. That works even, not only by bread, it works even by peiros. But that's the time you were eating on the side of the road. So you never started in a real place to say that you're leaving your place significantly, since you intended. However, if you started in a house, so we say like this, we say in a case where it's mebayis tabayis, das works for pas, kon mechamer doesn't. So you started out in the house and you had no intent to travel, and then you said, you know, well, it's time to go, man, let's go. You want to continue eating, so according to the Mechaber, you would have to bench before you leave. I'm sorry, even if you intended to do that, according to the Mechaber, you would have to bench before you leave, because you're in a bias. And according to the Ramah, since you intended, it'll work. It'll be mutter by pas to do that. And by peiros, since you started out in the house and then you left, you would need a new bracha on the peiros. Now, I want to point out, the Mishnah Berurah said before, this one thing we ran through quickly at the end, says this halacha is even if you're eating as you're going along, because each bite is a new separate thing. But something like a sucking candy is not, that's in your mouth. That's not the issue. It's almost, you're eating a fruit, so you take a bite, you chew it, you swallow it. So that bite, which is in your mouth, when you leave, you don't need a bracha on. But when you take a new bite, that's a new key of bracha. Something which is in your mouth the whole time, it never leaves your mouth, that's not considered a sheni makom. It would not need a new bracha.
Wait a second. So if you intended to finish your meal elsewhere, you start at point A, you intend to finish at point B, and in the middle you're eating along the way. Let's say you start eating at, I don't know, a rough stop on the road. You're planning to go, I don't know, to New York, right? But along the way, you're gonna continue eating in the car. So presumably, whenever you finish eating in the car, you could bench in the car.
Okay, so all of this is all talking about. Well, okay, this case right here, the Mishmur is differentiating. Let's leave the car for a second. We have a person traveling by foot. Okay? So we have a scenario where he starts eating in a house, and then he continues by foot. We have a situation where, and even though he intended to do that, or a situation where he started eating on the side of the road, and then he continues and wants to continue. We have a case where he had no intent to continue, he's planning to just eat the whole thing on the side of the road, and then he changed his mind and started and traveled further. You have a case where he would change his mind in the bias. So you have four possible scenarios that the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Right, so he says, according to the Ashkenazim, because the Mechaber has a wholly different approach to all of this. So, in a scenario where you're starting out in a bias, so by bread, intent helps. So you start out in the bias, and you plan to continue, but traveling by foot, no problem. Okay, that's according to Ashkenazim. That's mutalechachilik. That was your original intent. If you had no intent to do that, and you started out in the bias, so. Or by peiros, you should make you should make well, you by Paris, you should make a new, you have to make a new bracha. Once you leave the bayis, you have to make a new bracha. You have no intent. And even if you had intent by Paris, you would need a new bracha. By bread, if you had planned to stay in the house and then you change your mind, you should not do that. You really should bench before you leave. But if you didn't, you're allowed to eat. Okay? Let's say on the side of the road, so you have no real makom, you sat down, you started eating, and you plan to continue. So that's more to the chatchila, but even by Paris. If you had planned to stop at the side of the road and eat the whole meal there, and then you change your mind, so as long as you can still see the first place, it's not a problem. As soon as you lose sight of the first place, by Paris you would need a new bracha. And by Pass, and by Pass, he says you should make a bracha before you leave. And then, but if you did go, you'd be allowed to continue to eat. So what's the Kiddush by on the side of the road that Das works by Paris? Because normally by the house, Das does not work by Paris. Now, what about going from the house to the car? Going from the house to the car is the same thing as leaving the house. That doesn't change anything. So by Pass, if you had intent, that's fine. Let's say, now, what's the status of a rest stop along the side of the road? Is that like eating on the side of the road? Is that called, you went into a house? I'm not sure how they deal with the status of a rest stop. My assumption is they deal with that as eating on the side of the road because it's not really your makom b'chlal.
Your car is not your makom?
No, the rest stop is not your makom. So, but either even if it is, if the only difference is over there is by Paris, by Pass, if you stop by the rest stop and you wash and eat a bite, and you eat a kazayas inside the rest stop, and then you then say, let's go, you know, and you plan to continue in the car. That's fine. It's much the chachilah according to the Ramah to do that. By Paris, that would be a question. If you consider the rest stop as the side of the road, so then by Paris it's more to the chatchila also. You may continue eating without a nebracha. If you consider the rest stop as a bias, so then you need to make a nebracha when you go out. Let's say a person started the meal in the car and then right? Do you consider the car a kfiyas that when you leave the car, you need a bracha? They're saying when you're walking, it's not a problem because that's your intent. So, you know, I'm in the car, I leave the car, and I go back into the car. Is that called that I've left my makom, come back to my makom? So, what's the status of that? So, that Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashar both said the car is not considered chashivas of a makom, that is called as din of shini makom when you leave. It's like you're traveling. So, it's not worse than if you'd be walking. So if you're walking, you're allowed to, and that was your intent originally, so the fact that you stop the car, you step out for a minute, go back into the car, it's all part, the car is like walking, so you walking here, walking there, doesn't make a difference. You never lose your you never had a kvias that you were, had a machine in Makam that you lost your bracha. So let's say you stop the car to put gas in. So you get out of the car. You do not need a bracha when you get back into the car. The person started eating the meal in the car. And then he stops and gets out and, you know, fixes the flat tire or fills up with gas, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. Sif Hey. Now, so we've discussed Pass. We've discussed Paris. So there's Mishabura mentioned many mezonos, and Adam raised the question, what about Shiva's Aminim? Sifhe, Yeshurman the Shiva's Aminim tunim brocha lachareim bimkaima. Yeshurman dafka mini dalka. So now, so we have one opinion which says that Shiva's Aminim does require a brocha in its own place, and therefore the rule is anything which has a brocha in its own place gets a kviyas mokum. Again, brocha in its own place means, if I'm eating something somewhere and I pick up and I leave, I shouldn't leave, but I did. So do I have to go back to make the bracha achrona? So by Paris, you know, yerukas, meat, fish, I don't have to go back. By bread, I have to go back. What about an ala michyo? I have to go back. What about an ala eitz? I ate some dates, some figs. What's the halacha over there? So some say you have to go back. Now, and we said the rule was anything with the halacha that requires you to go back to your original makom, to bench, or to say the bracha achrona, that means that the status of being there was very significant. So that works to your advantage that when you leave, it's not called you lost your bracha, because you have a kriya still. Whereas something which is not so significant to make you go back, you never had a kriyas, so when you leave, it wasn't a significant kriyas, when you do leave, it's called leaving. So if you say that an ala eitz requires you to go back, so then if you would start a meal of figs or dates or grapes and then leave, when you come back, you do not eat a nebracha. And some say, no, it's only if it's mini dog, which means mazonis. And the Yeshua, I remember Dafka passed Levad. And some say, like, even Alamichya, you don't have to go back for. Only bread, actual bread, you have to go back for. So the Mishabur Mem Gimel, Lacharei Mem Kama, Vim Holoch Misham, Sarach Lassu, Lavor, Kama, Lagabi Pass. So if you left by Paris, you have to go back. Some say only by many dog. Because the mice are they're a form of mozen. So that you have to go back for. And some say only bread. Dafka pas, levad. So what do we do? The chili achim and levorach mim kamen afilu b'zayim minim. So even the zayim minim, which means grapes, figs, dates, you should be makber not to leave, and if you leave, you should go back. Chinyin shinim walkim ain't sarach levorach al koshiva minim kamala pas im shinim makam. So there many poskim would say, and therefore, if you did shini makom on these items, figs, dates, etc., so when you go back, you do not need a new brach. Safik, so you don't make another brach, I mean safik. However, das agrobe biuroi, the day of himsois, he o ikir ladina. That the main shita is the middle shita, that Paris do not require brachim and karmen, if they need a new bracha when you come back. And but mini mezonos does require brachim and karmen, therefore if you leave, when you come back, you do not need a new bracha. And the fizah perish she was a minim daim on the stam perish the shayah pehu shini mokim kuliyama. Now, my gear to the Yankas is to follow the gra. That's how I was on Kalvin Arbeim, we follow the gra. The Shabura does not really give a clear hachra. On this opinion, what to do the ma'isa? So it sounds like he was saying misafik. You will not make a new bracha. Fine. Fine. Sifvav. Mishin iskri b'socha sura shal hispalo v'omel hispalo. Person reels mil, he hadn't davened yet. And he gets up and he davens. V'afilu im ein shos ligmer sudosa ul hispalo. Shechai l'hafzik v'yefshal lechol ad shispalo. Im kozeh lo havi hafzik. So l'chara, you don't eat while you're davening. You can't be putting food in your mouth while you're davening. Shon esrei. Right? So we should argue that's a hafzik in your meal. You've interrupted your meal with something which is where you may not eat. That's considered an interruption in the meal, which would require a new bracha afterwards. So you're saying that that's not true. Now we could argue that maybe then when I'm mechuyev to interrupt, like it's so late that if I don't daven, I'm going to lose this month tefila, which I'm mechuyev to interrupt. That's even more of a din of a hafsik, right? Because I'm amish. Halacha is mechayev me to stop my meal. I must stop my meal and do something else. If I choose, I choose. Okay, that's my decision. It's not called stopping the meal, maybe. But halacha is mechayev me to stop the meal, so it's more stopping the meal. So no, it's not considered a hafsik. You do not need a new bracha. Zogt der Mishabur Membo. Yev shalom lechol. Ratzolar medel chari yesh le demoy sila havo unavorech. We're going to see in the next simon that when they announce at the end of the meal, let's bench. The man domer dein reshoy lechol sarach levorech kushu chayz levorechol. So that by announcing the end of the meal, you've effectively ended the meal. And by doing so, you may not eat anymore without a new bracha. Because the bracha only continues as much as your plan to make that be the part of the meal. Once you decide no longer, you're not going to eat anymore, and you've done it to the point that you're it's definitive, so that's it. So you want to eat again. So we'll see two sheets. One sheet is you must bench, and then you can eat again with a new bracha rishona. So no, you can eat before benching, but you must make a new bracha rishona. But either way, you need a new bracha rishona. So lochara, if that's true, when you decide to end your meal, so when halacha makes you stop the meal, for sure should be true, right? That's what we want to argue. The difference is over there, you decided to end the meal. Over here, you're not ending the meal. You're just interrupting the meal. You want to continue afterwards. So you're not planning to stop. Right? So that's why over here, when you go back, you don't need another bracha. Even though you're not supposed to focus on your meal, you can't eat then, but it's not a hesek hadas regards to the meal because you lechatchila intended after you finished davening to continue to eat. Well, I'll be hefsek now. Now, zot mishabur. But what about if you left the place? So now you have another question. So you washed, you realize it's late. The shul is next door. You run over to the shul, and you come back. So according to Shulchan Aruch, once you left your bais, you needed the bench, and you needed a new bracha rishona. According to Ramah, since you came back to your kaviyas by pas, you can continue eating. So, loyavi hefsek, v'dasa mechaber, sifalv, hudavka, kshim sifalv, v'beset. Talking about you davening here, it's not a hefsek. Halach v'beset knesses, if you go to the shul, havi hefsek. Okay, if you mash on the kinan, kadasa go, besif beset. We don't hold it to Shulchan Aruch, we follow the Ramah. Loyavi hefsek, avshik, halachal, v'beset knesses. Even if you went to shul, it's not a hefsek. Rakim lo yisikho da'ati melechol. He said, you know what, forget it, I'm going to die, I might as well stop eating already. Oh, that's already a different story. You decided to end the meal. Then when you come back, it's a new meal. Okay. Because I'm going to run the after, ha'moitzi ein, tzarech levorach, machmas hefsek ha'tfilo. You don't have to make a new ha'moitzi because you're continuing your meal. Come avon the tzilz ha'daim tzarech, d'shem alo shomer yodav. So Magen Rama says, but maybe your hands weren't clean. They argue on the Mogan Rama. They say, what do you mean? The base of tefillah, body, shomer yodav, mitanfer. What are you worried about? That he's not keeping his hands clean. What are you doing davening? He's not going to touch anything. So how is his hands not be clean? He's davening that. But that's how you stood up and you davened over here. So what moment were your hands not safe? But if you walk to shul, yeah, while you're davening, your hands are safe. While you're eating, your hands are safe. While you're walking in the street, you're not being shamer, you're dying. So in that situation, you would come back, you would wash again. But since it's not vadi that you have a problem, you know that you weren't shamer yodav, so you would not make a bracha. Sif Zion. Adam Shiyoshim Mesech Sudosa Yeshina Saroy Loi Havi Hefsek. The person dozed off for a little bit, but it wasn't. He went to bed. He just like sort of dozed off. That's Shina called Shina Saroy. That's not considered a Hefsek. Govachem Hizik B'Shar Devi Rishus Kikar Shalutzak Lon Kavav Chiyat Tzibzet. He interrupted for something which was not a. It was a rishus for the person, so he went to the bathroom, something of that sort. For them that would be sheni mokum issue because they would go out to that house. So that's a hefsek. Shina saroy. Film shaw meshach zman be'erek shaw kimin shenanas b'sheno l'mikri hefsek rain circle baruch amotzi. So you had no intent to fall asleep. You just happened to doze off. So even though you slept quite some time, you do not need to know how much. See, you do need your hands. You haven't been shaming your hands while you're sleeping. So you have to wash your hands again without a brach. You said, I'm so tired. I'm just going to lay down for a few minutes. So you left the meal and you went to bed, right? So then that's a hefsek, and you need a new brach or b'shana. Let's say a person said, "I'll in the cover." Let's see this. I'm sorry, can worry about him because of the iron shaman. But you have to wash your hands after the bathroom. Now, let's say a person interrupted for Tzarech Mitzvah we had before he went out to greet the Kala or the Chosin. It's also considered a Hefsik. Okay. Fine. Okay, so that's Simon Kufayin Ches. So Simon, just to for Ashkenazim Lamaisa. So the Ramah gave us a lot of coolers. He said number one that even in the case where the person was Mishana Mokum by Paris. So bread and Mazarnas, we're going to assume that is a different status. But a person only ate Paris or Yerukas or Shahakal foods, and he steps out of the bias. So when he comes back in, he's going to make a new bracha rishana. No bracha achrona on the first food, but you just make a bracha rishana. And then at the end, you'll make a bracha achrona on everything. Even though you intended to do it, you stepped out, you lose your bracha. In the same building, from cheder to cheder, you should not go, the Ramah says, but if you had intention to do that, that's okay. And the bracha will work from room to room. And the Pesachim Sum nowadays, it's standard for us to go from room to room, so that's like we have a standing intent. So by doing so, so a person would be allowed to go l'chatchila from room to room with his parents. It's like you had intent. In a case where we saw a case of a person's traveling and a person's eating in Paris, so since there was no real kviyas makom to start with, a person's driving in the car, so stepping out is not considered an interruption. In the case where the Paris are an issue, even if you're eating as you're going, each bite is, so when you step out, the bite that you're chewing, you're swallowing, you don't need a new bracha on, but the next bite, you'll need a new bracha on. That's why Paris. Paris of the Shivas Aminim is questionable, and therefore it really is preferable not to get involved in the whole issue and make sure you say bracha kreder before you leave. The Ramah agrees that might be the best thing to do anyway. Pass and Minim Mazonos. So if the person had intent, Chachila is allowed to go somewhere else, even to a different building, etc. Person had no intent, so preferably he should bench before he goes, but if he didn't, he's allowed to eat. And if he continues a new place, he's allowed to eat there. He comes back here, he's allowed to eat here without any bracha, new bracha. Regardless of Tilsa Daim, maybe if we're worried about the person who wasn't Sherman Yodav, you need a new Tilsa Daim. This is all talk about you ate a Kazayas of Pas before you left, or a Kazayas of Mazonas. So there was a Kvias, you had a Kazayas already. If you had late less than a Kazayas, and you step out, even Pas is the same thing as Paris, you step out, you lose your bracha. One more, if a person was eating with a group of people and he stepped out, but some of the people remained behind, at least even one person remained behind, even by case of Paris, when you come back, you're going back to your kvias. These people, there's a kvias there. So the person is going back to his kvias, and therefore he would not need a new bracha, even by Paris, since you left one person from the chabura behind. That's pretty much the main points of the siman. Okay, so the next siman deals with not with Shini Malkum, but with Hesach Hadas. The Ramah learned Shini Malkum as a form of Hesach Hadas. The Rambam in the Torah, the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch learned Shini Malkum as its own separate din. Nothing to do with Hesach Hadas. Its own separate din in Shini Malkum. The bracha works for this place, not for a different place. Right? Hesach Hadas is a different issue. You basically no longer interested in eating, so that bracha that you made is no longer considered continuing. Then you can't. You've been Mesiach Das. That's a separate issue. So let's just start the next siman, and then we'll hold it. Gamar Sadasa will not tell you about Maimar Kredim. Person stopped eating and washed his hands already. So he really clearly decided he doesn't want to eat anymore. He's playing the bench. He's not allowed to eat or drink without making the bracha b'sharna. But achivara brichas amazon. So what you should first do is finish off the first meal, bench, and then make a new bracha b'sharna. So the person, you know, said, "I'm done." Then they brought in, Then the neighbor came over with some really geshmaka food. Right. So he said, wow, I love to eat that now. So no, bench, and make a new bracha Rishana afterwards. And even if you didn't wash on Rechayna, once you announced, let's bring a kais to wash on, excuse me, to bench on, a kais of, right? You've announced, not just, hey, why don't we bench, but like, okay, Rabbi said, it's time to bench. The type of announcement, it's Hesach Adas, Vasalishtai, Zalim Kenya Borchalav Tchila. So you need a new bracha Rishana. Vechila Dina Kishtiel HaRosh. There's no difference between eating or drinking, according to the Rosh. Havla Nevorach is a hefsik, is a hesek adaz. Avla Rabbi Ben Yonim Aran Achila Shaini. Shall be Shal Silak Yodam Ilecho, Afila Silka Ashulchan. In Rosh Alasa Lechilosoi, and it's Arach Lebarach Pamacheres. They disagree, the Achila is more of a kviyas, so just being Messiah Adaz doesn't lose the Baruch. Shti is less of a kviyas, so you've been sitting and drinking together, and you say, you know what, let's say Baruch HaKorinu. Then you cannot make a new drink anymore without making a new bracha Rishona. But they hold the Achila's difference. So we have the Rosh holds that there's no difference in Achila and Shtiya, and both of them need a new bracha, and the Ben Yarna and the Ran hold that Achila, you do not need a new bracha Rishona. Shekol shall not to Yodav, let Nisalak al-Gamar Achila. Unless you wash the Maimar Kharnim, that's the end of the meal for food. So that's what Jesus has this idea of, that at some point a person has decided he's no longer eating, he's Mesiach Das, he totally removes his thought process, I'm no longer part of this meal, I'm not part of the meal anymore, that constitutes an interruption, and therefore he needs a new Bracha Rishana, and possibly he's not allowed to make the Bracha Rishana until he finishes, he says the Bracha Chorayna on the first meal, and then a Bracha Rishana afterwards. We'll see as we go through the Siman, that if that decision belongs to the Baal HaBayis, not to the guests. But in the case where he is the person who's being deciding, so this halacha would apply. Okay, let's hold it here.